as soon as I admit, oh, that guy's cute, I'm not talking to him.
If I'm talking to you, that means you're not.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Prukulgi Pod. I am Hannah, and I am joined by two special guests. So here in the middle, we got Shirley. You might recognize her from a little bit ago.
So long ago.
Yeah.
Last year?
Yeah, like last year. Yeah. She talked about sustainability. She's a sustainability fashion girly. She's also like, I think my plug for just so many things. The summer I turned pretty. Bagu. Oh, yes. Newly.
Yes.
Yeah, just yes, all of the things. And then to your guys' right, I believe, we have Sharon. And so, yeah, Sharon and I met today. We are new friends, but you guys know each other from college.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice.
We met at a club.
Oh.
Not like a club, but like it was like an alumni association club. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. And then, yeah, just so the people have a little bit of background on you guys, Sharon, if you want to go first, like, do you want to introduce yourself? Like, what do you do? Where are you from? Whatever details you want to share.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in the Inland Empire. I am from a town called Chino Hills.
Let's go. IE.
IE?
Yeah.
IE. And then I went to school at UCI, where I met Shirley. I'm currently working in marketing at a dating app.
You work at a dating app?
Yeah.
Are you? Oh my gosh.
You wanna guess which one?
Has it been on my phone? Yeah.
Right.
And then you guys are maybe familiar with Shirley, but if you are not.
Yes. Hello. I'm Shirley. Born and raised in Southern California.
Let's go SoCal.
SoCal. But yeah, I work full time as a marketing strategist at a marketing consultancy. And I love it. Love my job. We get to travel a bunch, which I love. And we have like a big emphasis on figuring out culture and like society and stuff. And I think like that's a big reason why I love it. Like trends and culture, yeah, and all that fun stuff. But yeah. And then on the side, I love documenting, like just making memories and like documenting memories. Mm. And also I'm just a serial hobbyist. So I'm like doing 500 things like at once.
Oh, but yeah. But today we're talking a little bit about getting over the fear of rejection. And so, yeah, me and the girlies chatted a little bit. And so, yeah, I guess like, why has rejection, being open, like just having open energy, like been on your mind?
So I was hanging out with my friend and I hadn't seen her in a while, but she's always been like a very bubbly person, like talks to strangers and like just very, very open. Mm. And that's kind of how I met her as well. Like she was working at Everlane.
Oh, cool.
At the time. And I was there with my friend just like trying on pants and stuff. And I don't know what it was, but before I left, I was like, oh, let me just like say thank you. Like, let me go back and like say thank you to her. And I feel like I never do that. I feel like I would normally just buy it and then leave. But I went back and I was like, thank you so much for helping me, like blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh my God, of course. And she was so sweet. And she was like, what's your Instagram? And this would be like exchanged Instagrams and then became friends after that.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like she just has that energy, you know, where like everyone's kind of a possible friend.
Ooh, yeah.
But the fear of rejection thing she said was that she was saying that she was dating this comedian that she like met at his show.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, oh, like, how did you do that?
Yeah, like, what? Like, did he call you out during the show?
Yeah.
And was like, hey, you, are you here with your boyfriend?
Yeah, I was like, how did that happen? Like, or did you guys meet on the app? Like, what was it? And she was like, oh, so I didn't know he was that famous, but I went up to him after the show just to, like, say, like, you know, it's a great show, whatever, like, hi. And then she, like, followed him on Instagram afterwards and DM'd him and was just like, hey, it was, like, so nice meeting you. I know we'll see each other again soon, so just let me know when.
What?
I'm free on these dates.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Your friend is coming for your job, Sharon. That is so, oh my gosh, that's so bold.
Yeah. And I was like, girl, you got game. Like, what? And she said, no, I don't have game. I don't think I fear rejection.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God.
Like, do I fear rejection?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, wait, that's like a really good perspective to have, like a good mindset.
Yeah.
And I feel like rejection, like the fear of rejection just holds us back from so much that we want to do.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, what's the worst that can happen? Like, he leaves me on read. Okay, whatever.
Right. It's just, I'll find another comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll find another guy, one. I guess.
Yeah. I'm like, who's the comedian?
She won't tell me.
Really?
She said she'll tell me once they're like over.
Once they're over?
Like over, because they're like.
Okay. Okay.
It's not going long term.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I was like over like end game, like marriage. Oh, no, over.
No. Once it's over, you'll find out at our wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. Okay. Now that I'm like hearing this story, I'm like, okay, I feel like I am like bubbly and like I love meeting new people, but like as soon as I admit, I'm like, oh, that guy's cute, I'm not talking to him. I'm like. So right. Silent. Do you guys relate or is this a me thing?
For sure. I was like, if I'm talking to you, that means you're not.
Okay, like you could totally, you could be cute, you could be attractive, but I am not attracted to you.
You know I will like you if I'm all the way across the room.
Right.
Staring at a wall.
Not making eye contact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you too, Shirley?
Yeah, like
duh. That's why we are here.
That's why we're here on this couch. Yeah, like I feel like I would. I think it is just like the thought that something could happen, and then you just like start to overthink it, and then it's like you put all this pressure on it, and it's like I'm just not gonna even.
You think that's why, like, stemming from rejection, or is it just stemming from like, oh, I feel like I can't be myself because.
But like, why do you feel that way?
I feel like I don't go through that, like, all this thought process. I'm just like,
is it because they're cute?
Yeah, I think it's because I probably need to, like, I feel like I need to make up a persona that is not me. So I'm, like, something that I think they will like. I don't know if that, maybe that does stem from rejection.
That's real.
But doesn't that root from rejection? Like, you're changing yourself because you don't think they'll like who you currently are. So you're trying to be something you think they will like. Because you think you'll get rejected.
I don't know if I think that far ahead. Oh. Like, I'm going to get rejected.
Got it.
I don't know.
No, mine is.
Why don't you just do it?
I just don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it's just like a natural, like, fight or flight response. Like, I'm not like, okay, I'm going to go make myself be this way. Mm. I just cannot be myself.
Right.
If they're attractive.
Because I think, like, this definitely for me, like, roots from. Like, I guess, like, insecurity of, like, not living up to this image that I've built for this other person. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, because they're a stranger, because it's a crush, a lack of information, if you will.
literally what she said in the car.
Really?
In the car, yeah.
She's like, what's a crush again?
What do people say? It's, like, just a lack of knowledge or information.
It is. Yeah. And so, right, like, this perfect person without flaws cannot possibly like me, who, like, right, I'm hard on myself. I see all my flaws in all of its glory at all times, and then I just think about, like, oh, how is this person going to, like, view that, you know?
Yeah.
And so that all comes out, like, when I just see someone even a little bit cute, when I, like, stalk someone and I'm like, oh my God, they seem like a cool person, you know?
Yeah.
I guess, like, for you guys too, is it a fear of rejection? Like, Shirley, you do think that far, right?
Well, like, even as you're talking about it, I feel like you almost just have to do it.
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay, let me tell the story of how I fell in love with that boy at the concert.
Oh, yes. Story time.
So Lainey is performing at this, like, really small venue. We're on the ground. And we're, like, on the edge, and there's, like, two there. Girls. Yeah.
Okay, love it.
There's two girls next to me, and they're, like, shorter. They're, like, they're your height, so, like, 5'1".
Five one?
I'm 5'2".
I thought I was.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, no, I'm 5'2".
Oh.
I'm 5'2", and we're all different heights. So I was like, I'll take one for the team. Okay. Anyways, continue.
Yeah.
Okay, so the two girls were standing next to me, and then there was this, like, guy in front of them, and... He, like, turns around and he goes, oh, like, do you guys, like, can you guys see? And they were like, yeah, like, it's
fine, you know? And he was like, okay, well, like, do you want to go in front of me? And they were like, no, it's fine. Like, it's okay. And he was like, okay, well, like, if at any point during the show, like, you can't see, like, just let me know. I'll just go behind you.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, I was like, I'm in love immediately. Sharon is going through some other stuff.
I don't hear any of this because I just lost my barricade spot.
No.
Yeah, this girl snuck in and my arm is still there. I'm like, she's
smashing your arm.
Literally. And I'm just like, look over her and I was like, I just lost my spot. And meanwhile, she's like,
oh my God, did you hear what he just
said? Yeah.
Oh, just two girls with two different perspectives.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm like still eavesdropping. And then 2 seconds later, the girls are like, they're like, actually, we can't see.
Yeah.
So can we actually go in front of you? And he was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So then they like go in front of him and he just like stands behind them. So then he's right next to me. And I'm like, wait, do I say something? Because that was so nice. I've literally, out of all of these concerts I've been to, have never once seen that happen.
Right. Like, truly, chivalry is dead. But not to this guy.
No. And then I lost my chance because then this guy next to him was like, that was really cool of you, man.
And then that's when we figured out that she should have been the one to say that.
No.
I know. Yeah. I know. And so he sparked this whole conversation. He's like, and then they were like, yeah, I just like feel so bad because I'm like so tall. So like, I was like, feel so bad. Like a concert.
Life is so hard when you're short. I'm tall, but it's okay. I'm taking one for the team. Yeah.
And then... yeah.
I noticed too. I was like, so he knows he's tall.
I said, oh, he is aware.
He's like, we don't.
Was that a green flag or was that a red flag?
I mean, we love a self-aware king, but not like that. Not when you're aware that you're tall.
No. I guess being aware that you're tall is a little bit better than like being aware that you're cute, like you're attractive, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. We'll you know, give him the Benny of the doubt.
Benny of the doubt. Yeah. But yeah, and then like he had a whole conversation with that man, so I know his whole life, except his name.
Except his name.
Yeah. Oh, and he's 22, which you said you're actually fine with.
I was like,
when I heard he's 22, I was like, oh, okay, off the list then. Never mind.
Okay, well, that used to be me. I used to follow the school system of, like, no one a grade below me I can accept.
And then what was the catalyst in you expanding your range? You kind of expanded so your range.
Okay, for context, I'm newly 25. And I say newly.
She always says newly now.
I have to say newly because then I sound creepy.
But you are newly.
But once
25.
I turn almost 26, then I'm going to have to push it, obviously.
Oh, okay, okay. No, I guess I'm newly 26 then. My birthday's in January. It's been like 6 months.
Yeah. All that.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. Newly.
It's still fresh.
But I also fell in love at
a concert.
With another 22-year-old. Oh, so she's making exceptions to her boundaries.
Yeah, but this is why I was telling her. I was like, I think this experience, this person, this guy, unknown guy, was his purpose was to let you expand your age range like that guy was to me. Oh. I didn't know that guy either, the other one. I mean, kind of more than she knew him.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But also it was a crush. Didn't really know anything about him.
You know, you knew his name, though. You like kind of, you know.
Spoke a couple sentences to him.
So Sharon, are you shooting your shot in the wild?
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I was like, wait, I feel like we are going to need advice if you're shooting your shot in the wild.
Also, no.
If you're working at a dating app, I expect you to have game, essentially.
I'm not a dating app person.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a in-person vibe. Humor is like top of my. I mean, I guess that can come through text too, but I feel like Riz or whatever people call it these days is like really cringy.
You
to
know
me.
It's Riz.
Yeah. Charisma.
Charisma.
Yeah. Is cringy. And like I believe that only certain guys can do it well and it translates well through the app, and I feel like a lot of guys are not getting that. I mean, like, they're probably wonderful people and they just can't translate that online, and
right,
you're missing out.
Yeah.
So in person's the way to go.
Well, off of what you were saying with how you are an in-person person,
mm-hmm.
like, have you like put out the feelers and stuff? Because I think that was what
no
was like an no.
Not at all.
No, let's just shut it down. No. She said improv, first rule of improv, yes and no.
No, because that was one of the things, I think, with like the rejection, not the rejection thing, but just like the open energy thing. Oh. I think after hanging out with my friend, I was like, oh, I haven't been putting out that energy. So why am I expecting myself to like meet my husband in the wild?
Oh,
if I'm not really doing anything about it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. When you say like, you're not putting out the energy, like how would you like define the energy? Like how do you see that personified in someone who is more maybe open to meeting someone in the wild?
Well, I guess it's more like she's the type of person that like asks people for their names, like waiters or like whatever, you know, like people who do that.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, what's your name, by the way? And it's like, oh, I'm so-and-so. And it's like, right. Thanks, blah, blah, blah. And then like, I feel like that like breaks down one barrier where you're like more friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like little things like that. I feel like just thinking about different instances that can like open you up to more opportunities to meet someone versus like, I mean, we saw that TikTok where it's like go to a bar and like smile, like, make sure you're not like closed off.
Yeah, it was this guy, he was talking about a guy's POV.
Oh, guy's POV.
Here we go. Yeah.
This is why we approach certain people. It's not because like you're just outstandingly gorgeous from everybody else. It's because you're more approachable, and whatever that means to you, right. I guess it could be like you're not crossing your arms, your body language, you're, you know,
yeah, right, right,
yeah,
right, mm-hmm. Confidence,
yeah,
shoulders,
yeah,
back,
yeah,
yeah.
But it's like, where do we land with that if you have an RBF? Like, how do we
how do we work on that?
How do we work on that?
Yeah,
but I mean, because I think like I don't necessarily think I have an RBF, but then if I go to the gym and your girl is focused,
I mean, don't talk to me at the gym.
No, yeah, like, don't talk to me at the, no, wait, actually though, like if you talk to me at the gym, I'm not coming anymore.
The gym is
like canceling my membership.
Sorry, yeah, I'm canceling. Yeah. Sorry, LA Fitness, I'm canceling.
Wait, I'm off LA Fitness. Yeah, I know, don't talk to me.
Another question for the girlies. Do you think that it's more important that somebody likes you or that you like them? Like, what do you tend to gravitate towards, both of you?
Like, they like you first or they like you more?
Ooh. Let's say... more. That they like you more.
I was going to refer to your... I don't know if that's part of your list, but...
We started curating a list of things that we look for.
Oh,
yeah.
In a partner. Like, you know when people are like, write down what you want?
Yeah.
In your future, like, husband or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's long, like a couple scrolls long. She's got a scroll.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
One of them was like, has to be more obsessed with us than we are with them, but not too much because then that's the ick.
I'm like, you don't even obsessed. Know me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you so eager?
Yeah.
Like, of course, because we're great. We're incredible. Amazing.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But not too quickly, not too early.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe there's like a time, not a timeline, but maybe there is like a timing to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning, maybe it's like we're both kind of around the same. But like, yeah. I think that he should like her more.
Interesting. Do you also think that, Sharon?
Yeah. Well, I saw this thing. I don't know if I'm just being like, these thoughts aren't my own, but I don't know.
I have no.
And I don't know if there's credibility, thoughts. But.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're gonna say right now.
But
yeah, I literally do. I saw wait, that really? TikTok
where they're just wait, like what? Relationships will just not work if the girl likes the guy more.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I'm a big friends to lovers, so I
she
think
loves
how
a trope.
Yeah, I love a good friends to lovers trope. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I think that's how the perfect way to go. Like nobody likes each other, and then obviously the guy who's got to start, you know, developing feelings first, but right. Later down the line.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think like right with friends to lovers, like you would ever get freaked out if like one of your guy friends like confessed to you?
Depends on the guy, I think.
Oh,
I mean, but then again, there's like no.
This is also very dreamer of me. Like, I'm not talking by personal experience because there's no friend that I would.
Please do not confess to me.
Don't you dare.
In an ideal world, that's not my own. In an alternate universe. Yes. I would love a friends to lovers.
So you got to start making more guys.
Yeah,
friends.
More friends.
But how do you like not know? How do you not know already like the potential? Like
no,
when
but
you
that's
meet
the
someone.
Other thing. Like oh my god, I need to stop digressing on this thing. But
no, keep going.
You know how
more like psychology is guys will not be friends with girls that they can't see dating. That's the tea. I'm like,
wait, so you're saying all your current guy friends
probably want to date you?
At one point wanted to date.
No, I don't think like actively thinks about it, but I think if they were prompted the question, maybe not so much now because the friendship has developed so much, but like in like when you first meet, like are you attracted to them or could you ever be attracted to them physically? Maybe the answer would be yes.
Right.
What does that say about me not having a lot of guy friends? I don't know.
Okay, I have zero.
do you have zero guy friends?
Well, like other than like they're gay or like coworkers, like they're married and
I'm in the same boat for sure.
Oh, because I used to not have a lot of guy friends. Mm. And then I just broke down their barriers, intruded into their lives. Literally, I'm just like, what's going on? What are the thoughts?
Yeah. My question is, are these men like guys, like surface level? Or are they a little bit more, you know,
they're a little bit
introspective.
They're a little bit more in touch with their feelings, for sure. Mm-hmm. Because I think with guys, like I can still like be friends with them, but like we're not talking about anything super duper substantial. Like when we, you know, like I'll get like dinner with a guy friend and I'm like, okay, how are you? How's work? What do you do again? Yeah. Because I never know what my friends do for work. But I think it has taken like, honestly, like years. Like I'm talking like 10 plus years for me to like have like deep relationships with my guy friends. And it's only because, I don't want to say only because, but a lot of times it's because they are going through some sort of lady troubles, like some sort of breakup or like a rough patch in their relationship. Mm. And like, you know, it's always nice to like seek like the girl's opinion if like you are in a relationship with a girl or, you know, whatever they identify as. And so I think like it's taken a lot, but like would I date any of my guy friends? No, absolutely not.
Why not?
So that's
and it. Would you have before this relationship that you've developed with them?
Oh no, I think it's always been
friends.
We've always just been friends. Mm-hmm. And like I never want to go too hard in being like I would never date you, because I feel like that's low-key mean.
Yeah.
Low-key offensive. I'm like, oh gosh. But it's just like for me, I don't see you in that way. Like, right, it kind of goes back to like the stranger thing. Like I fall in love with strangers very easily because I like don't know them. And like after I've gotten to like know my guy friends, like I'm like, okay, like you're a good person, you're a kind person, but just not mine. Not my person. So you know, maybe like I have my own list. I have multiple lists.
The whole thought of like, can guys and girls be just friends? I mean, in your case it's like yes, but then that also makes me think like when a guy, like for the friends to lovers thing, I feel like it's hard if you're meeting them like organically or like in the wild. I feel like the only way that can happen is if it's like you meet because you have to, like for work or something. But if it's like in the wild, like a total stranger, and he approaches you, I feel like the mindset is like, oh, I could potentially date her. Not like, oh, I want to be your friend.
Yeah. Or you're always going to question like, oh, what's your motive type of thing?
Yeah. Versus like you meet at work and it's like, okay, you like had to meet each other, obviously, you know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the concert was a great example because we met another person there, but they were like right next to Sharon. And it was like a very friend, like instantly like friend vibes.
No, I was going to say like, we also talked about it, but I think like vibe reciprocation is really important.
Yeah.
Like they were obviously giving that same energy, and I feel like you need something to grab onto.
Yes.
Because it's really hard, and a lot of guys obviously don't maybe have that golden retriever energy. It's really rare. So it's like if that guy is just, you know, being a man and like minding his own business and has no alternative motive, then it's like, okay, what, I can keep tapping you saying like a sentence or two, but if he's just gonna be like, oh, okay, and then cut it off,
then I'm not gonna continue
asking questions. It's like a one-way conversation
versus like with the girl we were like, I was eating my chicken tenders and then she was just like, oh, that smells so good, and like to her friends, and I was like, oh, do you want some? And like that opened a whole thing.
Ooh.
And she was like, yeah,
they're,
and
then sharing tendies.
Yeah. And she was eavesdropping on us.
Yeah, we had like this huge conversation, then she just like
She was like, hey, so I heard.
Yeah, no, I was talking about Asian glow and Asian flesh. And she's like,
that's unfortunate that you have.
Like, she's like, she also has it, but not as bad as, like, you
know. She's like, sorry, I was eavesdropping. And we're like, no, this is an open forum.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, yeah.
Come we on. Want all the come opinions. Join.
That's so funny. Yeah. I love that.
Versus, like, I was trying to talk to the guy. Or, like, so the whole time, I was like, so going back to the whole thing of, like, overthinking it and, like, spending too much time thinking about it, after he had that whole thing, the entire time I was like, do I talk to him? Like, how would I talk to him, though? Like, what would I say?
What would I say?
Yep. And, like, how would I get from point A to point B of, like, then asking him his name? So then I think, like, at one point I was just, like, it was in the middle of a concert at this point. It was, like, towards the end.
Oh.
And I was like, I've been bumping into him, so I'm just going to... I'll just apologize. I'm just gonna be like, I'm so sorry for, like, bumping into you.
Right. Women apologizing.
I know. Cool. No, literally, I was like, the first thing I'm gonna say to him is an apology. I'm already starting low. But I was like, I, like, tapped him on the shoulder, and I was like, and then he, like, turned, and I was like, hey, like, I'm like, I've been bumping into you. I'm sorry if I've been bumping into you.
Right.
And then he, like, smiles at me. It's like, no, like, no worries. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Did he look into your eyes?
No, he did. He did. And
with
then
eyes?
I
oh my gosh.
And then he turned, and then I looked at Sharon, and I was like, I mean,
I found my husband.
I'm in love.
He's a few years younger, but I'm in love.
Yeah. And then the security guard was, like, passing out water, and I was like, okay, maybe I'll ask him if he wants, like, water. And then I drank the water. So.
I thought you were gonna say, you know how, like, they say that you have to, like, make men feel useful? Uh-huh. So I thought you were going to ask him, hey, can you grab a water for me from the security guard?
No, because he was near the barricade,
the
security
guard.
Oh, yeah. Our formation. Yeah, I was and then my one hand that was stuck in there. Yeah.
Right. Okay, got it. Yeah. Wow.
But what was my point of that?
Oh.
like, overthinking. It took me that long. And then in the end, I was like, well, first of all, I'm proud for even saying anything, because normally I wouldn't have, like, said a single word.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. but I think if I had just, like, went with my gut, or, like, went with my instinct, like, the moment he, like, moved for the girls and just, like, said something, like, I wouldn't have overthought it that much.
Ooh.
And it would have opened, because I was like, no, I feel like it would have been fun, because we were screaming and being really annoying and, like,
as
whatever,
you should
along, yeah, you know,
you
laughing.
Paul Jason Klein,
yeah,
come on.
Exactly. I was like, it would have been so fun, but then that would have been, I would have had to establish a connection, like, at the beginning of the concert,
right.
You know, like,
right,
yeah.
So
this is, she should have done that guy's part, basically.
Yeah, I should have sworn from that guy, but
right. Why was he cock blocking without knowing?
Yeah,
what the hell?
Come on. And well, that just come leads on to the thing of, like, okay, I think takeaway, once you think, you say, just.
No, literally, it needs to be one fluid motion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to bring up, like, Mel Robbins, she has this, like, 5-second rule. And it's essentially, as soon as you think of something, like, oh, I'm going to approach this person, you have to do it within 5 seconds. Otherwise, your body and your mind will literally come up with reasons for you not to, because it's always trying to keep you safe, right? And so she's like, don't overthink it. Like, literally, just go for it. And so I was like, okay. But then have I been incorporating that into my life? Not too much. And so,
I love that, though.
Right now, we're going to do a scenario speed round. So we can practice putting our thoughts into action.
Wait, I'm sweating.
Yeah. Scenario one. If you see somebody at a coffee shop, they're looking kind of cute, and they are alone. Let's say they're reading a book. Oh, what are you saying to them?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I am silent.
She's staring at
my vocal cord's gone.
Afar.
She's walking past.
Or is it a question that you have to say?
You have to say something.
Oh, well, I would say, like, well, okay. This did kind of happen in Kauai, except he wasn't cute. I was, like, was not attracted to him, which also brings up the same thing where it's, like, is it because I'm not attracted to him that I was, like,
not
comfortable?
As nervous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just, like, said it. Mm-hmm. But he was reading a book that I had read before. It was called Before the Coffee Gets Cold.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys read it.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But he was reading it, like, at the cash register, and then he was, like, checking me out, and then I was like, oh, how are you liking the book? And then he was like, oh, I just started, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I read it. It's, like, really good. And then, like, so I would do something similar. If I know what the book is,
Ooh. Then
I would be like, oh, but that's so, isn't that weird?
No.
If you're like,
hey,
great book.
Yeah, does he have headphones in or
love
no?
Love that book.
Let me
reach into it.
You
you hold it down, transparency
just
mode.
Wanted to say.
Oh my
or
god.
Make it just one big motion, like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Five-second rule.
I just wanted to say. I didn't mean to accidentally hit this thing off your head, but.
Or like, do you like it?
He's gonna be like, ask for a reco. Is that a good book? Because I haven't read it.
He's like on page one.
He's in the preface.
The page he just opened
it. Is that a good preface? Those good acknowledgments?
Yeah. He's scrolling on Instagram. I'm like, oh. You've been there before. Oh, I think I know that person too. Oh my God.
But when you were saying like that, because he wasn't attractive, that made me think again. I think it's because attractive people are intimidating to me.
Ooh.
Girl or guy.
Oh, girl or guy. Yeah, yeah. I 100% agree. I'm a run.
Gotta go.
Gotta go. Yeah. You okay. know, what I've been actually thinking about is like, what if I wrote a note? And like, because coffee shop, no, I would just be like, okay, but what am I?
Flip it where?
And like, put it on
paper airplane. Are you like,
gotta go.
Oh, let me try number two. I missed.
But like, what would I say on the note? I'd be like, hey,
what is okay, but here's the thing, what is your
no,
but what's your like, purpose, what's your intention?
Are you walking away, like you're slipping it and then just walking?
I think like, I would do it on my way out, like
you're oh with your number.
Yeah, I think I would be like, hey,
you're cute. Because hey, what else can you say? Because you've never talked to him. Only his physical appearance.
Yeah, I think it would be like, are you single? Like, I think that's an important question. Because also I notice, like, whenever I do have the guts to like talk to somebody, say something, always taken. Dang. I have a radar for that. I think it's the confidence that they hold that they are in a relationship, and so they don't care.
So I think that,
Is anything else on this note? Like your hobbies, your picture of you.
A resume.
This is Indian matchmaking. Let me put my entire life on here.
What are you expecting on there?
Because if you're just walking away, how does he know that? Like, he didn't get a good look at you. He doesn't.
What if you're like a complete like?
Oh, you know what? I think I'd be like, hey, saw you. Thought you were cute.
Stand in the doorway for a couple seconds.
Let me walk super
back. Exactly.
What were you gonna say?
I thought of one.
Yeah.
So like, this would require you to talk to them, but
yikes, I don't know about it.
But you can say like, okay, the book. It's like, how do you like the book? Right? Like, hey, how do you like the book? And they can like tell you whatever. It's like, oh, blah, blah. And it's like, you can ask them for any other recommendations they might have. And then if they're like, you have to have a recommendation too.
Okay.
And be like, oh, let me show you. Like, oh, I can send it to you.
And so you have their number.
Like, what's your number?
Dude, I love
that's
that.
That's pretty good.
That's genius.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I'd probably compliment him on something.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what they say?
Guys don't
compliments. Yeah. And they remember every compliment they get. What did you say?
So you'd be memorable.
Love I'd those pick headphones. Something.
Great liar or not. Like, I think I could lie, but I think
your Android I have to oh
what?
Yeah, so I was at a friend's birthday dinner,
okay,
and the guy that was sitting at the table was really cute,
okay,
but long story short, they were trying to figure out why he was in this group chat, and then he basically had an Android, and sure, okay, yeah, if you have an Android, I guess it's fine, whatever, but
maybe you're international and that's the only acceptable answer.
Yeah or like, I need to know why, like, do our values align, right? Like, why do you know,
right?
Are you in the ecosystem? He was fully in the ecosystem. He was saying like, oh, it's because they have an Android. And then that's the first time I spoke up, because I didn't know anybody at this table. And I was like, you have an Android?
And then
it's called negging.
He was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, does that mean like you don't have a MacBook either? And no judgment, by the way. But I
Oh, yeah.
But okay. I also am really bad at hiding like my face, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't know what was showing up. And he was just like, oh, no, like, I don't even have, you know, an Apple Watch. He had this, like, Samsung Watch. And I was
he's
like,
he's committed.
Yeah, I was like, what do you use for headphones? He's like, Galaxy Buds. And I was like, I like Twitch, because I was like, I've never heard of those. I was like, what are those?
Galaxy Buds.
Did you make that up?
With a better name.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that cannot be the name on Best Buy. Like, there's no way. But it is.
It's That's crazy.
Galaxy Buds, yeah. Yeah.
So you made the face. And
yeah, I made the face. And then his friend was just like, oh, she's hardcore judging you, which I like. At the end, I was like, you know, he doesn't. Yeah. Nobody at this table knows me except my friend.
Right.
And I was like, you know, I'm just joking. Like, it's not that serious.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he was like a sweet, sweet boy. And I felt really bad. But
oh, sweet, sweet boy.
I was like, yeah. There goes one potential.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, if he couldn't handle a joke.
Yeah, no, because one of my old coworkers, too, he was like, you need someone. Because I, like, asked this question to a lot of people just because I seem to be getting the same answer. So I just kind of take a survey now. Okay. And I'm like, what ethnicity do you think you see me with? Not that it's important, but I just am curious.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah. And then my old coworker was like, didn't say a specific ethnicity at first, but he was saying, I think you just need someone who can handle like your sharp looks. And I didn't know what he was really talking about until I was like, oh,
I show every emotion on my face.
Yeah.
Transparency.
Thanks.
You know?
Thanks.
Yeah, she's not fake because she cannot be. She is unable.
Unable to be. Physically unable. So back to compliments. You would compliment something genuine.
Yeah.
Because you could not lie.
I would really try to find something. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I love that.
And then speaking of birthday parties, I feel like birthday parties and housewarmings are some of the best places to meet people because it's like, oh, it's very like low commitment, casual. Like, I feel like nowadays I'm not doing like a super intimate birthday. It's like, oh, just like invite whoever you want. Let's say you see somebody and they're, you know, they catch your eye. What are you saying to them? How are you approaching them? How are you getting into their vicinity? Because I feel like a birthday party can be kind of, the area can be kind of wide.
I feel like I haven't been to many, like, birthday parties, like, in my mid-20s now.
Oh, okay.
Like, I haven't been to one where it's, like, a party and it's just, like, a bunch of people I don't know. Like, I've been to more, like, for me, it's actually been more intimate. Yeah, like, dinners or, like, things like that. And also, I feel like my friends have a lot of girlfriends. Or, like, all the guys are in relationships. Or, like, the guys that are there are the boyfriends of the girls.
Oh, okay. So we need to get you out of this circle.
Yeah.
We need a new
circle. So get me out of that circle.
Right.
Like, plop me into another one.
Okay. Okay, okay.
Expand the network.
Let's say we plop you into another network.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I feel like a party is a good place to, like, meet new people naturally. Because, like, you all know the birthday person.
Right.
So then you're like, hey, like, how do you know Hannah?
Perfect first question.
But would be great if the birthday person, I assume they know I'm single.
Oh.
And if they like, if I'm like, can you introduce me? Or like something. Cause like, I feel like my friends are really good at being like, oh, you know, like seeing the commonalities.
Oh.
You know?
And then introducing
you to them. Or like, maybe not so obvious, they can introduce you to like multiple people in general. But
would you ever want your mutual friend to be like, just like kind of whisper to the guy like, Shirley's single, by the way?
Or would that make you like me? Like too much pressure?
I think too much pressure.
Okay. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I kind of freak out.
Wait, but does your friend like let you know that they're going to say that? Or they just do it behind your back?
Oh, maybe. Oh.
Oh. They can do it behind my back. I don't want to know about it, though.
Okay, everyone. You know. Mm-hmm. All of Shirley's friends do it behind her back.
Yeah.
Quick.
Now.
Yeah.
I've already taken the polls. I've already asked people to set me up, but.
Okay, Sharon. What are you saying to the cute guy across the room?
I think I would just say, hi, I'm Sharon.
Oh.
We were also talking about this at the concert.
Mm-hmm.
I will naturally assume that there is alcohol. If there is someone cute and my intent is to go talk to them, I would probably take some liquid courage. And hi, I'm Sharon. It's just so easy when you have something in your system.
Right.
Hi, I'm Sharon. That's the hard
part. Well, because you wouldn't do that. Like, I feel like anywhere else, like at a coffee shop with headphones and you're like, hi, I'm Sharon.
Gay. And? Do you have more?
Thank you so much. Do you work here? What's going on? I'm also imagining that I'll be sitting down just looking up just at like, you.
Yeah. Okay, but birthday parties think different, you're though.
I think this is where I bring out compliments. No. I think this is where I'm like, right? I like to keep up with fashion. I'd be like, oh, is that Chrome Hearts? Oh, is that insert niche designer brand here?
So this is assuming that they do have that
fashion style. Because you wouldn't be attracted to them otherwise, I assume?
You see,
that's what you want.
That's what I want. But I'm trying to get more into the mindset of this can be fixed. You can be educated about fashion and proportions.
I do hear that a lot, like that you just start gifting them every birthday, every Christmas, and their entire closet
is just you styled by.
Yeah,
but my only thing with that is like, if you guys do break up, right, because this has happened in like the circles, it's like, oh, he leveled up with you and then you leave him at that higher level and like a little bit too petty for that. Or like, oh, I spent so much money on you. I spent so much money on you.
Venmo request him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then he'll never forget you. If future girls are like, you have such good style. And like, designer, Anna.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, I like that. I like that. That's made an impact.
Great mindset.
My legacy.
Your legacy.
Charity have you styled work in the past?
Named all your ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, 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 just give me more clients. And I'll be happy. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Wait, I like that mentality. Okay, well, that is it for our speed round. But
loved it.
This was so fun. I hope you guys know, like, I'm a little sweaty, a little hot because I laugh so much.
Aww. Aww. I love that.
Aww. Love. Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thank
you. Yeah.
This was so fun.
And for the people, you guys want to plug your stuff? Where can they find you?
I am at Classified Closet on all socials.
Yeah, check
TikTok, Instagram. Mm-hmm. Not really on YouTube anymore, but YouTube. Yeah. I'm also at Classified Library on TikTok too. I made a book talk.
I found it. Don't you worry, I found it, because I've been trying to be in, see, I need to read more so that if I ever see someone reading a book, I'm like, hey, do you like that book? I actually read it. Here's a recommendation.
You just need one book.
Just one. Just pick a favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I recommend it to everybody.
Okay, okay, okay. You're right. They're going to be like, wow, she really likes that book. She like really loves it. Cool. And then so what about you, Sharon?
I am not an influencer, but I do have an Instagram, so you can find me there at Sharewen. SHAR.WEN.
Sharewen. Okay. And then, as always, please rate and review us on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. It helps out the podcast a lot. And then also follow us on everything. We have Threads.
I forgot about threads too.
Has it been updated?
Do you know what I heard?
What?
You can't delete Threads or else it deletes your Instagram.
Yeah, it's just linked to your Instagram.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Forever. Well, that's it for this week. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.